and Rangers victory. Three home runs hit by Rangers players this season. Krobat and Rainier are donating $50 at Habitat for Humanity. After each double play made by our home team favorites, the Rangers and Canada Electric will each donate $25 to Step by Step. When you see a Rangers pitcher throw that first strike, know that the Victoria Rainier and Brent Flyer will each donate $10 to Northwest Harvest. And for each Rainier's home win, we got one last night. Art Services will donate $100 to the Wounded Warriors Project. To all of our partners, thank you for your commitment to our city.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Rainiers host the Salt Lake Bees. It's game three of a six-game series between the AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. It's been a split so far. Salt Lake won the opener on Tuesday. 6-5 was the score in that game. And then the Rainiers came back with a 9-4 victory yesterday. That ended a little three-game losing streak that the Rainiers were on, with each of the three losses coming in one-run games. So it was nice to see the Rainiers build a big lead and kind of cruise to the victory yesterday, 9-4. Tacoma scored three runs in three straight innings, the third, fourth, and fifth, to take control of the game. Well, today the Rainiers looking to turn this thing into a winning streak. On the mound is Marcus Walden. Walden's 2-1 with a 6.97 ERA. This will be his ninth start and 12th appearance of the year for the Rainiers. He pitched four scoreless innings his last time out. He'll be opposed by a Salt Lake Bees bullpen game. They're going to start right-hander Jonathan Holder. They actually made a late switch. They told us that Fernando Romero was going to pitch, and he was on their lineup card earlier, but then they switched and went with a different relief pitcher to start this game, Jonathan Holder. Holder is 0-5 with a 6.17 ERA, pitching primarily out of the Bees bullpen this season. So Jonathan Holder on the hill for Salt Lake and Marcus Walden for the Rainiers. Well, it's a busy time of the year with roster moves and whatnot, and the Rainiers had another one today. We'll take a look at today's roster move when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Tacoma hosting Salt Lake tonight, game three of this six-game series that continues with a 7:05 game tomorrow night. That's fireworks night. And then Saturday's game is at 6:05, and Sunday we've got a day game to wrap up the homestand. That will be at 1:35 p.m., and that's Pink at the Park Day this coming Sunday here at Cheney Stadium. Well, we've got a roster move today. The Rainiers have added one of the top hitters from AA Arkansas this season. Robbie Tanerowitz has joined the Rainiers after a huge season so far at AA Arkansas, in which he's hit 290 with 16 homers, 80 runs batted in, 20 doubles, OPS over 900 in the AA Texas League. Tanerowitz joins the Rainiers today. He is in the starting lineup today as the designated hitter. We'll look at the rest of the lineups right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's game. First for Salt Lake, who's 47-50. They're going to lead off with David Fletcher, second base. Batting second, Daniel Murphy at first. Kevin Padlo hits third. He's the DH. Levon Soto bats cleanup. He's at third base. Hitting fifth, shortstop Jack Lopez. Orlando Martinez hits sixth. He's in left field. Chris Oakey bats seventh, does the catching. Hitting eighth, center fielder Brett Phillips. And batting ninth, Jared Oliva. He's in right. Jonathan Holder on the mound. Right here is a 48-50 under manager John Russell. He's going to lead off with a hot-hitting Sam Haggerty in left field. Cooper Hummel bats second at first base. Hitting third, the shortstop D.D. Gregorius. Brian O'Keefe bats cleanup and catches. Jake Shiner plays third base. Hitting sixth in his Rainier's debut, Robbie Tenorowicz. He's the DH. Batting seventh, right fielder Zach Deloach. Hitting eighth, center fielder Adam Engel. And batting ninth, the second baseman Mark Mathias. On the mound, Marcus Walden. Umpires, Darius Gotti has the plate. Michael Raines at first. Aaron Higgins is at third. Tacoma and Salt Lake, that's it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of today's game right after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Provac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Beautiful night for a game here in the Pacific Northwest. Nice sunny day, partly cloudy, not over the ballpark right now though, and nice and warm but not too hot. Just a perfect weather all around. Well, Marcus Walden on the hill and he makes the start today, and he'll be facing David Fletcher in his 21-game hitting streak, leading things off for Salt Lake. And here comes the first pitch of the game, and it swung on and hit in the air towards right center. This is struck well. Deloach on the run, and he reaches up and makes the catch as he crosses onto the warning track in right center field. One pitch, one out on a pretty deep drive off the bat of David Fletcher. Fastball up, and Fletcher gave it a ride, but Zach Deloach was there to make the play. So one down, and here's the major league veteran, Daniel Murphy, one of several. I mean, Fletcher is also a major league veteran. And Murphy settles into the batter's box now, hitting 301 in 24 games for Salt Lake in his comeback bid, and he takes the first pitch in for a strike, 0-1 the count. Walden, 34-year-old righty, out of Fresno, California, with his 0-1 pitch, and it swung on and hit foul, and that's out of play, strike two. Walden's coming off a good one in his last start at Sacramento on Friday night, pitched four scoreless innings. Got no decision. That was the game the Raiders won in the 11th inning. 0-2 pitch on its way to Murphy, and it is outside for a ball, 1-2. Check that. Called a strike by the robot umpire, and Murphy has struck out. Wow. The upper outside corner was just nicked by this pitch, according to the automated ball strike system, and Murphy called out. Marcus Walden hitting one of the very exterior portions of the automated strike zone. Here's the pitch to Padlo, and it swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Padlo hitting 246 with eight homers, 29 runs batted in, former Rainier and briefly Mariner. Right-hand hitter with some pop, and the pitch from Walden is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. So an even count to Padlo. Next pitch on its way, and it's a swing and a miss. And there's strike two, Padlo. Behind in the count, one ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 pitch, up high for a ball, two balls, two strikes. Right here's wearing their whites today, the white jerseys, white pants. Salt Lake in their yellow jerseys with their gray road pants. Now the pitch to Padlo is swung on, and this is hit well towards right center. Moving over his angle, he's going to have room, and he makes the catch shy of the warning track, and that's the final out in the first. Three up, three down. Marcus Walden sets down the side hit order. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Salt Lake nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
Well, Salt Lake went down in order at the top of the first, and now the Raiders come to the plate in the bottom of the first, and Sam Haggerty leads things off against Jonathan Holder. And the pitch is swung on and grounded sharply right to the first baseman, Murphy, who fields it and takes it to the bag, and one pitch, and Haggerty is out. So each team's leadoff hitter here in the first inning swings at the first pitch and puts it in play and makes an out. Haggerty grounding to first, and now Cooper Hummel will be the hitter. Hummel, switch hitter, bats left, hitting 245 with a 420 on base percentage. Holder into his motion, and his pitch is taken for a strike. This is Holder's third time opening a bullpen game this year. He's pitched in 30 games total for Salt Lake. Oh, one pitch breaking ball for a strike. He's a former Yankee. You may remember him. He was a setup man for the Yankees for a couple of seasons. He's now 30 years old. And with Salt Lake, he's been here all year. He's 0-5 with a 6.17 ERA. Has a lot of strikeouts. In 42 and a third innings, he struck out 56. But he's also walked 26 and allowed 48 hits. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. There's his first strikeout. He fans Hummel with a changeup down and in. And that's the second out here at the bottom of the first inning. So Didi Gregorius will be the hitter. Gregorius, left-hand batter, had an RBI single in last night's game, and he takes the first pitch for a called strike, 0-1. Another one that just caught the upper outside corner of the strike zone to a left-hand hitter. 0-1 pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. Tomorrow we'll be using the challenge system, but today is our last game of this series, in which the computer is simply calling all of the pitches, and that's it. That's final. 1-1 pitch, swung on and fouled away, and the count goes to 1-2. Holder working with catcher Chris Oakey around the diamond. Murphy is at first, Fletcher at second, Lopez at short, and Soto at third. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a changeup, and Holder has back-to-back strikeouts to close out the first. Three up, three down. Each team goes in order in the first. We head to the second. No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Very pleasant night for a ball game here in Tacoma as Levon Soto settles into the batter's box to get things started for the Bees against Marcus Walden. First pitch of the inning. Up and away for a ball, 1-0. Soto hitting .208 in 33 games for Salt Lake with one homer, .322 on base percentage. 1-0 pitch, swung on and fouled off Soto's foot. The ball goes all the way out to first base. Soto kind of rolling around in pain in the dirt, but now he's up on his feet and he is hobbled. That one really got him on the right leg near the shin. He's going to need some time to recover. Fouled this straight into the ground. Oh, off the right ankle, the top of his foot, really. And nice. Already easing back into the batter's box. Okay, then. One ball, one strike, and the pitch is taken up and away for a ball. Two balls, one strike to Soto. Marcus Walden making his ninth start for the Red Ears. 2-1 pitch. Hit in the air down the left field line. Closing in on it is Haggerty, and he can't get there, but it's a foul ball, just a strike. Lands in foul territory, and Haggerty picks up the ball and gives it to a kid sitting down the left field line. Two balls, two strikes to Levon Soto. Walden reached the major leagues with the Red Sox in 2018 and was in the big leagues for 70 appearances out of the Red Sox bullpen in 2019 and had his last big league experience in 2020. All his major league time as a reliever, but the Red Ears like him as a starter. The 2-2 pitch is just outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Walden. Now with the 3-2 pitch, and it swung on and popped up foul on the third base side, and over is Shiner, but he can't get it. It lands on top of the dugout. So still 3-2 to Levon Soto. The B's third baseman leading things off here. And the payoff again, chopped on two hops to the second baseman, Mathias, who gloves it and throws out Soto at first base, and one man's gone at the top of the second inning. So Soto chops one to second, and now Jack Lopez is the hitter. Lopez hitting .298 with five homers, 41 runs batted in. Now the pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 in there for a strike, 1-1. Walden to the plate. And this one's down and in with a slider. Right here's defensively have Hubble at first, Mathias at second, Didi Gregorius at short, and Jake Shiner at third. Outfield is Haggerty in left, Engel in center, and Deloach in right. 2-1 pitch hit in the air towards Deloach in right. He is moving back a few steps and making the catch. There's out number two. Lopez flies out to right field. And now Orlando Martinez is the hitter. This is Martinez's first Triple-A game of the season, although he's played for Salt Lake in the past. Martinez was with Salt Lake and the Double-A club last year. This year he's been with the Angels Double-A team all season long until today. And he swings at the first pitch and foul tips it into the catcher's mitt. Strike one. Martinez for the AA Rocket City affiliate of the Angels, hitting .267 with nine homers, 55 runs batted in. Next pitch waved at and missed. There's strike two. Nice cutter there from Marcus Walden to get the swinging strike. 0-2 the count to Orlando Martinez. And the pitch up high. With a fastball, 1-2. Walden trying to put him away. He's into his motion, and the 1-2 pitch is swung on and bounced towards Mathias at second, who fields it and throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Another three-up, three-down inning delivered by Marcus Walden. He's retired all six so far. We go to the bottom of the second. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Zero-zero is our score. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Brian O'Keefe, Jake Shiner, and Robbie Tenorowicz to bat this inning. O'Keefe hitting .233 with 16 homers, .802 OPS. Right-hand batter catching today. And the pitch from Jonathan Holder is called a strike. 0-1 the count. First pitch breaking ball from Holder, who struck out two of the three hitters he faced in the first. And this one is another breaking ball, and it's outside. One ball, one strike to O'Keefe. Now swinging a little bouncer to short, fielded there by Lopez, and he throws out O'Keefe at first, and the leadoff man is retired in the second, and now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Shiner has cooled off a bit recently, but he did drive in a run yesterday with a sack fly, and he's now batting .267 on the year and still leads the league in homers with 24 and runs batted in with 83. And he takes the first pitch inside for a ball. And Shiner's also in the top five in the league in total bases, walks drawn, and he's tied for the league lead in runs scored. He's just having a big year, a big first AAA season for Shiner. And he takes this next pitch inside for a ball, 2-0. Now the next pitch is a check swing, and he went, says the first base umpire. So two balls, one strike. Holder to the plate, and there's a swing and a sharp grounder to the second baseman, Fletcher, who handles it on the outfield grass, and he throws out Shiner. And two men are gone in the bottom of the second inning. So here comes the Rainiers' debut of Robbie Tenorowicz, who has been promoted from AA Arkansas today. And he was just crushing it at AA Arkansas, where they are over 20 games over .500, and they won the first half title, and he's a big reason why. Pitch to Tenorowicz is taken for a strike, 0-1. He hit .290 with 20 doubles, 16 homers, 80 runs batted in, .407 on base percentage, .506 slugging percentage. Right-hand hitter, swings and misses, there's strike two. He's 28 years old. He was a minor league free agent the Mariners signed this offseason. He was in the red system last year. West Coast guy, played Pac-12 baseball at Cal. Now the 0-2 pitch is down in the dirt for a ball. And Tenorowicz even lived in Tacoma this past winter as he was working out at Driveline. and he lived here in town. He's from the Bay Area. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, bounced up the middle, deflected off of Holder. It goes to Fletcher, who throws out to Narowitz, and that's the final out of the inning. Holder gets up on his feet, and he's walking off the field, so hopefully he's all right. Tanarowicz grounds out 1-4-3 to wrap up the bottom of the second inning. Three up, three down. We head to the third. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
It doesn't matter what industry you're in. These days, everyone's in the same business, staying in business. And those rising insurance premiums everyone is facing aren't helping. At Propel Insurance, we get it. And we're working day in and day out to help clients adapt. We're finding their coverage solutions, keeping them in the know about changing regulations, and being there to answer a question at 5 a.m. on a Sunday, because that's just what a good partner does. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
We go to the third inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless. Marcus Walden on the mound. He'll face the number seven hitter, Chris Oakey, to lead off the third. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Oakey hitting 252 for Salt Lake with four homers. 321 on base percentage. Been with the Bees most of the season, but did get a brief call to Anaheim to join the Angels. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. And he's played in a couple of big league games this season. Walden ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes on Oakey. And there's a swing and a grounder off the mound and through into center field. A base hit for Oakey. And that's the first base runner of the game for either team. Chris Oakey with a leadoff single here in the third inning. Sharp grounder through the middle of the diamond. So Brett Phillips is now the batter. One-time World Series hero. Phillips settles in, hitting 231 for Salt Lake with two homers in 40 games. Left-hand batter. The pitch from Walden is taken up and in for a ball, 1-0. Hummel holding the runner on at first. Now the 1-0 pitch is high for a ball, 2-0. So two balls, no strikes. And this pitch is called a strike, 2-1. Two-one pitch. Inside, ball three. So three balls, one strike to Phillips. Now the next pitch from Walden is swung on and pulled down the right field line. It hooks and goes foul by inches. The difference between extra bases and a strike was maybe 2 inches. So that ball just hooked enough to go foul. So it's strike two. That was probably going to score a run if it had been fair. Three balls, two strikes to Phillips with a runner at first and no one out. Walden is ready. And here comes his pitch to Phillips. And it is down and in, ball four. So the first walk of the game goes to Brett Phillips. He heads down to first. Oki takes second, and there are two on with no one out for the Bees' number nine hitter, Jared Oliva. Oliva hitting .233 with six homers. .326 on base percentage. Here's the pitch, and it is fouled away. It's strike one. Here comes the 0-1 from Walden. And it's a swing and a foul back. Right, here's playing double play depth in the infield. Shiner was drawn in a few steps, but now that there are two strikes, he's backing up over at third base. Walden ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Now the pitch, bounce to short. Gregorius has it. It goes to Mathias for one. On to first. In time. They turn the double play. Exactly what Marcus Walden and the Red Ears were looking for. A 6-4-3 twin killing. Gregorius to Mathias to Hummel. Brett Phillips erased in the double play. Oki ends up at third, but now there are two outs. And David Fletcher coming to the plate. And O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Walden for a moment. Fletcher has been on an absolute tear at the plate with a 21-game hitting streak. A long meeting out there, O'Keefe and Walden, as they figure out how they're going to do this with Fletcher at the plate. Fletcher swung at the first pitch to open up the game and drove it to deep right center, but DeLoach made a nice play. He's 0-for-1. Right-hand batter. Fletcher had two hits yesterday. Walden into his motion at the pitch. Is swung on and smashed to second. Short hopped by Mathias, and he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Wow. Fletcher scalded that pitch, but hit it on one hop to Mathias, right to him. And the Red Ears escape. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of
the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. Rainiers did a nice job getting out of a jam at the top of the inning. And a little lucky that that ball that Fletcher smoked was right to the second baseman. Well, here's Deloach leading off the bottom of the third, and he takes the first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Zach Deloach hitting 290 with a 396 on base percentage. Left-hand hitter, and he checked his swing and flinched at the pitch and went around, says the third base umpire Aaron Higgins on the appeal. So one ball, one strike to Deloach. Next pitch is another check swing, and he went around again, and it's 1-2. The changeup from Jonathan Holder is giving the Red Deer's left-handed hitters a lot of trouble. Now the 1-2 pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Slider that time. Let's see if he goes back to the changeup here. 2-2 pitch, fastball fouled away. 93 miles per hour on the Holder fastball. Two-two pitch is low, ball three. Deloach seeing some pitches here, which is a nice development because the Red Deer's made very quick outs in the first two innings. Three-two pitch inside, ball four, and there's a leadoff walk to start the bottom of the third inning. So Deloach is on, and now Adam Engel will be the hitter. Engel, right-handed batter. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Engel hitting 278 in 39 games for Tacoma with six homers, 373 on base percentage. 0-1 pitch. Inside for a ball, 1-1. One-one pitch outside. 2-1. Two-one pitch to Engel is a fastball called a strike, and the count's now 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch is low, ball three. Well, Deloach just walked on a full count, and now Engel has worked a full count. Runner goes, pitches a swing and a miss at strike three, but Deloach steals second base without drawing a throw. So Holder has his third strikeout, one away, but the Red Deers have a man in scoring position. Yeah. Mark Mathias, the batter. He had a base hit yesterday, hitting 320 in 13 games for Tacoma. And the pitch is a swing and a bouncer foul on the third base side past the Red Deer's third base coach, Eric Ferris. Mathias has hit safely in 10 of his 13 games for Tacoma. Recently claimed off waivers from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now here's a breaking ball outside. One pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. Next pitch inside, ball three. So 3-1 to Mathias. Rainiers have Haggerty, who's swinging a hot bat. He's on deck right now. 3-1 pitch on its way to Mathias, and it swung on and looped out into center and right to Phillips, who makes the catch for the second out of the inning, and Deloach has to stay planted at second base. So two men are gone. And now Haggerty will be the hitter. Haggerty swung at the first pitch he saw in the first inning and grounded out to the first baseman. Switch hitter, he bats left-handed against Holder. Deloach leads from second. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Rainier's looking for a clutch hit to take the lead here. The 1-0, fastball low, two balls, no strikes. Two-0 pitch, outside, ball three. On deck is Cooper Hummel. Three-0 pitch coming, and that's inside, ball four. Four pitch walk, so Haggerty heads down to first base. A couple of walks here in the third inning, and the Red Deers have two on for Hummel. Bees catcher Chris Oakey goes to the mound to talk to Jonathan Holder. Hummel struck out his first time up on just three pitches, but he had a big game last night, had a single, a double, and also drew a walk. He scored two runs and drove in two runs. He was a huge factor in the Red Deers' victory last night. And Hummel has a chance to impact this game right here with two on and two out. Here's the pitch from Holder, and it is inside for a ball, 1-0. Rainier's looking to take a lead here at the bottom of the third. They need a two-out hit to do it. 1-0 pitch, swung on and foul tipped. So one ball, one strike. One pitch on its way, swung on, hit sharply up the middle, past the diving Lopez and into center field, a base hit. Coming around third is Deloach, and he scores. The Red Deers have taken the lead on a clutch hit by Cooper Hubbell. A sharp grounder through the center of the diamond. It scores DeLoach from second base. Haggerty had to stop at second as the center fielder Phillips was on that ball quickly. Cooper Hubbell with the RBI single. The Red Deers lead 1-0 here at the bottom of the third inning. Now D.D. Gregorius is the batter. That's the Red Deers' first hit of this game, and it's a two-out RBI single that was set up by a couple of walks. Now the pitch to Gregorius is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch swung on and foul tipped at the plate. 0-2. Now this next pitch is outside for a ball. 1-2. One-two pitch, hit down the left field line, foul. Into the seats, into the party decks, actually. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it's swung on, grounded right to the second baseman, Fletcher, who will throw out Gregorius at first base, and that does it for the Red Deers. But they do get a run with a two-out hit, one run on one hit. There were no errors, two runners left on base. We finished three innings. Our scores, Tacoma 1, Salt Lake nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
This is Pre-Tection. Yep, Pre-Tection. The everyday skin protection ritual that protects your skin from mosquitoes. Pre-barbecue. Pre-playground. Pre-everything. Pre-everyday. Prevention is the best protection. This summer, make sure you have Off, the number one dermatologist-recommended repellent brand. SC Johnson, a family company.
We go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 1, Salt Lake nothing. Daniel Murphy, Kevin Padlow, and Levon Soto to bat this inning. Against Marcus Walden, who's allowed 2 base runners through 3 innings. There has been a single and there has been a walk. Daniel Murphy to start things off. And he swings at the first pitch and skies it to shallow left, and Haggerty is lining it up and he makes the catch. 1 pitch, 1 out in the fourth inning. Murphy flies out to the left fielder. And that'll bring to the plate Kevin Padlow. We'll take a look at what happened around the league in last night's games. Sacramento beat Albuquerque 8-1. Former Red Deer and Mariner Donovan Walton activated by the Rivercats from their injured list. He'd been out the entire season. with shoulder surgery. Here's a swing and a foul away. And he made his season debut for Sacramento yesterday and was 2-for-5 with a 3-run homer as the Rivercats beat Albuquerque 8-1. Elliot Ramos had a couple of hits, 2 runs batted in as there's a ball to Padlo. And Sean Gelli gave him 6 scoreless innings. Good to see Walton, though, come through with a big game in his first game back with Sacramento. He was an excellent player for the Red Ears on the championship season of 21. So there's a pitch in for a strike. And the Mariners traded him to the Giants straight up for Prelander Baroa. Prelander Baroa. The reliever. Now the 1-2 pitch. Just a smidge high. Counts even. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Padlo. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with a slider. And Padlo has struck out. And that's Walden's second strikeout of the evening. 2 away in the top of the 4th inning. And here comes Levon Soto. Another former Mariner had a big game in the PCL last night. This time it was in El Paso, where the Chihuahuas are hosting Round Rock this week. Now the pitch to Soto is in there for a called strike with a fastball at 92. Ben Gamble is now with El Paso, recently picked up by them. The former Mariner had 2 homers last night among 3 hits. 0-1 pitch just outside. Gamble's second homer came with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th inning of a tie game to win it for El Paso last night. So very fun game for Ben Gamble last night in El Paso. As here's one inside now to Soto, and the count moves to 2-1. Two-one pitch is popped up on the first base side. Hummel now in foul territory, makes the catch, and that is out number 3. Levon Soto fouls out to first, and the Red Ears, or Salt Lake, goes in order in the top of the 4th inning. 3 up, 3 down. We head to the bottom of the 4th. Tacoma 1, Salt Lake nothing.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the bottom of the 4th inning. It is Tacoma 1, Salt Lake nothing. New pitcher for the Bees, left-hander Jack Dashwood, and his first pitch to Brian O'Keefe is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Dashwood, a UC Santa Barbara product who's been in the Angels system since they drafted him in 2019. Here's his 1-0 pitch to O'Keefe, and it's down and in for a ball. He pitched in six games for Salt Lake in 2021, and then this is his first game for the Beast since then. He's been with the Angels' double-A team. 2-0 pitch is down low, ball three. Dashwood, 6'4", 240-pound lefty, 25 years old. 3-0 pitch is hit in the air to left. Coming in on it is Orlando Martinez, and he's there to make the catch. O'Keefe flies out, one away at the bottom of the fourth inning. And now Jake Shiner is the hitter. More on our look around the Pacific Coast League and checking out yesterday's games. The first two we talked about at the top of the inning were kind of normal games. These other two games, the two games that were played in Nevada last night, were bonkers. Here's one outside, called a strike, pardon me, to Shiner. Reno hosted Oklahoma City, and Las Vegas hosted Sugarland. In both cases, the losing team scored 11 runs. It was that kind of night in those two cities. Reno lost at home 13-11 to Oklahoma City in a game that featured 28 hits and 21 walks. It's a lot of walks. So here's one down low. And in addition to 21 walks, the Oklahoma City-Reno game last night had four wild pitches and three pitch clock violations. It clocked in at 3.5 hours, which is an eternity in the new era of baseball with the pitch clock. Sears one outside to Shiner, 2-2. Not too long ago, 3:30 was like an average time of game. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Shiner goes down swinging, and Dashwood has a strikeout. Two away. And now Robbie Tanerowitz will bat for his second time. He grounded out his first time. Cole Calhoun, who was with the Mariners in spring training, is now with Oklahoma City. And yesterday in Reno, he hit a grand slam in the ninth inning and had three hits and five runs batted in. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Tanerowitz. Cole Calhoun also is an answer you can use in today's immaculate grid. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. There's a strike to Tanerowitz. O-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Dashwood retires the side quickly in the bottom of the fourth inning, striking out two of the three hitters that he faces. Right, here's go in order. We head to the fifth. It is Tacoma 1, Salt Lake nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, it's 1-0. Right here's lead Salt Lake. We go to the fifth inning. Jack Lopez, Orlando Martinez, and Chris Oki to bat at the top of the fifth inning. Marcus Walden has thrown 47 pitches through four innings, and he's allowed just one hit. And here in the fifth, he'll get ready to face Lopez, who is 0 for 1 with a fly out to right field so far. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Oh, and one the count to Lopez. Now a swing and a fly towards the left field corner. On the run is Haggerty, deep and back, and he can't get it. It's gone. A homer to left for Jack Lopez, his second home run of this series and sixth of the season, and it ties up this ball game in the top of the fifth inning. It's 1-1. Jack Lopez hits one out of here to left field. And we are all even now, with Orlando Martinez now coming to the plate. And the pitch to Martinez is fouled away. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count. Next pitch is up high for a ball. Next delivery is lined the other way down the line. That's a fair ball. Over to cut it off is Haggerty, and he gets it back in and holds Martinez to a single. Nice bit of defensive work in left field by Haggerty, racing towards the line to cut this ball off and then get it back in before Martinez could stretch it. So it's a single, and Martinez is on with nobody out for Chris Oki. Oki singled his first time up, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 is swung on and fouled away, and that is strike two. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, fouled away, still 0-2. Now the 0-2, hit sharply to second. Mathias has it, goes to Gregorius for one, on to first for two, and there's the double play. Sharp grounder right to the second baseman. The Red Ears had plenty of time to turn two on Chris Oki. And just like that, the bases are empty with two away, and now Brett Phillips is the batter. Phillips walked his first time up. And the pitch is swung on and popped up high in the air. It's going to carry out to center and be caught by Adam Engel. And that is the final out of the inning. But Salt Lake ties it up on the solo homer by Jack Lopez. One run on two hits, no errors, no one left. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth with the score. Tacoma 1, Salt Lake 1.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers,
or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the fifth, and the Tacoma Rainiers and Salt Lake Bees are tied up 1-1. Rainiers with Zach Deloach, Adam Engel, and Mark Mathias come to the plate this inning against the lefty Jack Dashwood in his first Triple-A game of the season. And he set down the side in order in his first inning, the fourth, recording a couple of strikeouts. His first pitch to Deloach is low and away for a ball. Deloach walked and scored in the third inning. Now the next pitch is bounced to third and knocked down by Soto, and he can't pick it up cleanly, and Deloach is safe at first base. So the leadoff man is aboard here in the fifth. Chopper to third. Soto had it go right off his glove. He's going to get hit with an error. Right here's they have a man on. And now Engel is the hitter. Speaking of errors, we must discuss the Sugarland Las Vegas game from last night at Las Vegas Ballpark. So now the pitch to Engel is taken for a strike. Vegas won the game 12-11, and it was a game in which Vegas had only 9 hits and Sugarland had 17 hits and lost. 1-1 pitch in there for a strike, 1-2. Correct, 0-2, pardon me, the count now to Engel. And now the pitch is down in the dirt, 1-2. Las Vegas trailed 11-10 going to the bottom of the ninth inning. They scored 2 runs to win the game. They did it without getting a hit, as Sugarland made 3 errors in the bottom of the ninth inning. So here's one down low for a ball. There were 2 walks and an error that brought in the tying run, and then the winning run scored on a fielding error by the Sugarland first baseman, Singleton. Now the 2-2 is fouled back. The 3 errors that Sugarland made in the ninth inning to lose the game was only half of their total for the entire game. They had 6 errors last night in Vegas. 6 in a Triple-A baseball game. 2-2 pitch to Engel. Called strike 3, and that is the first out of the inning. So Engel is retired, and now Mark Mathias will be the hitter. Dashwood has 3 strikeouts. Mark Mathias flied to center earlier. He's 0-1. Now a swing and a foul right off the mask of Oki, who is okay. So Sugarland with a defensive disaster yesterday. I don't know if they do that all the time or not. The Rainiers have not played them yet this season, but that's going to change very soon. So now the pitch is bounced to the left side. Another one off the glove of Soto, and this one bounces into shallow left. Deloach is going to go all the way to third, and aboard at first is Mathias. And the Rainiers have runners at the corners with one out. Grounder to the left of Soto, who ranged over and reached out and had it bounce off of his glove. And looks like that one's going to be ruled a hit. Or is it? Nope. They've changed. It's an error, I guess. So another error. Runners at the corners with one out. And here's a swing and a one-hopper to short. Fielded by Lopez to Fletcher for one. On to first, there's two. Haggerty hits into a 6-4-3 double play on a sharp one-hopper right to the shortstop, Lopez. And the Red Ears do not score in the fifth. No runs, hits, two errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 1, Salt Lake 1.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
One-one tie after five. We go to the sixth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. New pitcher for the Red Ears. Logan Allen comes in from the pen, and he is going to take over on the bump here at the top of the sixth. Marcus Walden went five innings, allowed three hits and one run, which was earned. He walked one and struck out two. So Allen takes over, the lefty, a fairly recent acquisition by the Mariners in just his fourth game for Tacoma. He's thrown very well so far, really well, as his first pitch is in for a strike to Jared Oliva. Allen is not allowed a run yet in 6 2/3 innings for Tacoma, giving up just one hit and three walks with seven strikeouts. Here's his 0-1 pitch on its way to Oliva, and it's a breaking ball down low. Allen is a Florida native. He's been in the big leagues with a couple different teams. Came up with the Guardians. So there's a foul tip, and that's strike two. Now here's the 0-2 pitch, or the 1-2 pitch, and it is a called strike three, and down goes Oliva, and Allen strikes out the first batter he faces. One away in the sixth. Another strong start for Marcus Walden. That's a couple in a row. He went five innings today, allowed just the one run on three hits, one walk, two strikeouts. He's going to get no decision, though. leaving with the score tied 1-1. Here's a breaking pitch outside. One ball, no strikes to Fletcher, who has hit the ball hard twice and has nothing to show for it. 1-0 pitch is hit up the middle and into center field. A base hit for Fletcher, and he extends the hitting streak to 22 consecutive games. One out, single to center for Fletcher. And now Daniel Murphy will be the batter. 22-game hitting streak. The Salt Lake record for consecutive games with a hit is now within reach, as here's one in for a strike. In fact, Fletcher could tie it and even pass it this weekend here at Cheney Stadium. The Salt Lake record is 24 games in a row with a hit. So here's one outside for a ball. That's their modern record since they rejoined the league in 1994. And Fletcher could tie Nathan Haynes, who hit in 24 straight for Salt Lake in 2002. That's a name from the past. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a liner up the middle, and that's into center field. A base hit for Murphy. Fletcher goes to second and stops there as Engel gets it back in right away. So two on, one out in the top of the sixth, and now Kevin Padlo is the batter. Padlo 0-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. There's been a 26-game hitting streak in this league this year. Elier Hernandez with Round Rock. 26, coincidentally, is the Tacoma franchise record, done twice since 1960. No one's threatened it this year. Here's one up high for a ball to Padlo. No one has hit in 26 straight this century for Tacoma. 1-0 pitch popped up foul and out of play, 1-1. One pitch, fastball called a strike, and it's 1-2. Rainiers have had some players make a run at the 26th straight. Cal Raleigh had a, what did he reach, 23, I think? I'll look it up. Mike Karp had a long one in the 20s. Here's a pitch up high for a ball, 2-2. Yeah, Raleigh's 23 straight in 2021. That's the longest hitting streak that anyone with Tacoma has had since Chad Akers hit 26 in a row in 99. Uh-oh, here's a grounder down the third baseline, and it's fair and towards the left field corner. Fletcher scores. Going to third and stopping is Murphy. Kevin Padlo with an RBI double, and Salt Lake has the lead for the first time today. It's 2-1. So Padlo pulls a grounder down the third baseline as it was just inside the third base bag. And that's the first run that Logan Allen has allowed in a Rainiers uniform. And Salt Lake is positioned to add more with runners at second and third and only one out. Levon Soto at the plate. Rainiers bring the infield in. Soto's 0-2 today. And Allen's pitch is swung on and fouled into the seats on the third base side. Oh, one pitch. Is a breaking ball in for a strike, 0-2. Well, Allen would really like to get a strikeout right here. No balls, two strikes to Levon Soto. And the pitch down low for a ball, 1-2. Two offering now. Down low, two balls, two strikes. Two pitch. Swung on, bounced to the drawn-in second baseman, Mathias, who keeps the runner at third and then throws to first and retires Soto for the second out of the inning. So a little bouncer right to the second baseman for out number two, and that does not get a run in. Mathias was almost behind the mound when he fielded that ball. So now Jack Lopez is the battery. Holmert is last time up, and the Rainiers aren't going to pitch to him. They walk him intentionally, and he takes first to load the bases for Orlando Martinez, which gives Allen a left versus left platoon advantage. Martinez 1-for-2 today with a single. This is his first AAA game of the season. He's been with the Angels AA team all year as an everyday player. And he swings and pops the first pitch up foul and out of play. That is strike one. Next pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow left. Coming in on it is Haggerty, and he makes the catch in shallow left field, and that's the final out in the top of the sixth. But Salt Lake does take the lead. They get a run on three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Salt Lake 2, Tacoma 1.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it. And we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Well, Salt Lake has the lead, 2-1 over the Rainiers. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rainiers will try to get to Jack Dashwood, who's been in there for two scoreless so far for Salt Lake. Cooper Hummel, D.D. Gregorius, and Brian O'Keefe are due up for the Rainiers. Hummel singled in the Rainiers' only run with a two-out base hit in the third, and that's actually their only hit in the game through the first five innings. And the pitch to Hummel is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Yeah, a check swing foul tip. And that is strike two. Hits were hard to get in the Mariners farm system last night as we look at our Seattle Mariner farm report. Well, it appears that they have ruled that Hummel was hit by that pitch. And it was not a foul tip. And now the umpires are going to gather to discuss this. And They've changed it back to the original call of a foul tip. I think that that's probably the right call because Hummel didn't start going to first base initially. He didn't go there until they told him. The pitch, as we see on the replay, pretty clearly hit the bat. Hummel almost got a gift of first base, but instead he's got to continue this at bat behind in the count 0-2. I mean, that looks like that hit down the barrel of the bat in that replay that we just saw on MILB TV. 0-2 now is down low. There's ball one. So on our Mariner Farm Report, AA Arkansas last night just one run and lost at home to the Royals affiliate 6-1. Now the 1-2 pitch is hit in the air towards center. Back goes Phillips, and he reaches out and makes the catch. And there's the first out in the sixth. The hard contact from Hummel, but Brett Phillips hauls it in. One out for D.D. Gregorius. Notice that the Mariners AA team, Arkansas, had its second consecutive bullpen game last night. They had a bullpen game on Tuesday and then one yesterday as well. That's not a good sign at this point in the season, as here's one down low to Gregorius. The Mariners Everett affiliate had only three hits, got shut out up in Vancouver last night by the Blue Jays affiliate, 7-0. So here's one outside and high, 2-0. They had only three hits, two of them by Harry Ford, who also walked twice. Ford, the Mariners' first-round draft pick in 2021. Oh, here's a drive to right. This is deep, but it is back, and we are tied. D.D. Gregorius homers off Jack Dashwood, and we are all even now, 2-2. His second homer is a right here. Gregorius connected with this 92-mile-per-hour fastball and pulled it out of here to right field. Even now, that's the Rainiers' 134th home run this season in 99 games. This is game number 99 tonight. Pitch to O'Keefe is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. O'Keefe's 0-2 with a ground out and a flyout. Now here's one down low and in the dirt. All the offense in the Mariners farm system last night was here in Tacoma, where the Rainiers scored 9 runs, and also at Low A Modesto, where the Mariners affiliate of the California League hung 15 runs on the board last night. And that game was against Visalia, the Rockies affiliate. They won it 15-2. Got 3 scoreless innings from starter Darren Bowen, who struck out 5 without walking anyone. Now the 2-0 to O'Keefe is blasted to left and deep and back and way out of here. Brian O'Keefe gives the Rainiers the lead as it's back-to-back jacks from Gregorius and O'Keefe. And Tacoma's in front, 3-2. Number 17 on the year for the Rainiers catcher. O'Keefe lifting one out of here to left. And all of a sudden, the Rainiers with 2 taters take the lead. And here's their home run leader, Jake Shiner. And Dashwood's pitch is swung on and popped up foul, and that's out of play. Brian O'Keefe now with 43 homers in his career in a Rainiers uniform. Next pitch to Shiner is down low, 1-1. And O'Keefe just tied Matt Tuiasosopo for 20th on the all-time Tacoma home run list. Here's a grounder into left field. Base hit for Shiner, and the hits keep coming. Not a homer, but a single. Shiner will take it. And he's on with one out. Fourth hit of the night for the Red Ears. Third in a row here with one out of the sixth. And now Robbie Tenarowitz will be the hitter. Looking for his first Red Ears hit. We're going to get a trip to the mound from the pitching coach, Darren Ebert of Salt Lake. He'll visit with Dashwood. They don't have anyone up in the bullpen yet, although that could change here swiftly. The back-to-back home runs, always a treat. It's the seventh time the Red Ears have done that this season. And the second time in less than a week, they did it on Sunday in Sacramento, the last game of that series. Deloach and Engel hit back-to-back homers in the sixth inning. That was a game the Red Ears ended up losing 5-4. Here's Robbie Tenarowitz standing in now against Dashwood, and the pitch is taken for a ball. 1-0 the count. Tenarowitz from Moraga, California, home of St. Mary's University. Now the pitch is down low. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch coming, and it's low, ball three. And the 3-0 is in for a called strike, 3-1. Pitch swung on and hit in the air to left field. This is deep. Back is Martinez, but he's out of room. It's another home run. Robbie Tenarowitz homers in his Tacoma debut. A two-run shot. The Red Ears' third home run of this inning. And Tacoma now leads it 5-2. Gregorius, O'Keefe, and Tenarowitz all going deep here in a span of four batters. So Tenarowitz hits one out in his first game in a Red Ears uniform. And now here's Deloach, and Dashwood's pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. And the Bees begin to warm up a left-hander in the bullpen. 0-1 pitch, swing and a foul back, there's strike two. Just one hit through the first five-plus innings, and then boom, three homers in a span of four batters. Next pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-2. Dashwood had pitched two scoreless innings coming into this frame. And then the four runs appear. Here's a swing and a foul off Deloach's foot in the batter's box, is still 1-2. One-two pitch coming. Swing and a miss. There's strike three, and that's the second out of the inning. So Dashwood gets a strikeout, his fourth. And now Adam Engel will be the batter. Now the pitch to Engel is swung on and popped up in front of the plate. The catcher, Oki, is under it, and he makes the catch in fair territory for the final out in the bottom of the sixth inning. But the Red Deers break through with a long ball. They hit three home runs and score four runs in the inning on four hits. There were no errors and no one left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the seventh. It is Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 2. And leading things off, Chris Oki, and Logan Allen's pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch swung on and fouled away. This is Allen's second inning of work. He pitched the sixth. He's been used in multiple inning stints since joining the Rainiers. Now the 0-2 pitch is coming to Oki. And it is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Mariners off today, back in action tomorrow at Arizona against the Diamondbacks, who are also off today. 1-2 pitch. Bounced to the left side. That's fielded by Shiner at third, and he slings it to first. Close play, and beating it out for an infield single is Oki. So he hustled down the line and legged out an infield hit on a grounder to third, his second hit of this game. Now Brett Phillips is the batter. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Left versus left here for Allen. 1-0 to Phillips. Outside. Phillips, longtime major leaguer, but he's played in this league before. He made his way up to the big leagues with the Brewers. It's now the 2-0 to Brett Phillips in there for a strike. And in 2017, he was with the Brewers AAA team. And That year, their AAA team was in Colorado Springs, which was a PCL franchise for a long time. Here's a check swing foul. And Phillips spent a season, well, most of a season, with the Sky Sox, as they were called. Two-two pitch, fouled back, still 2-2. Two-two pitch coming from Logan Allen, and it is a swing and a bouncer, slowly hit up the middle. Mathias has it, flips it to Gregorius, and that's all they'll get. The force out at second base. Phillips is on a fielder's choice, but Oki's out at second. So one down, runner at first for Jared Oliva. Oliva 0-2 with a double play grounder and a strikeout. Mathias fielded that bouncer and just kind of shoveled it with his glove to Gregorius for the out. Now the pitch is outside for a ball to Oliva, 1-0. Now the 1-0, swung on, grounded foul, third base side, and the count's even, 1-1. Oliva, former Pittsburgh Pirate. One-one pitch is high. Two balls, one strike. Now a swing and a foul, first base side. Nice catch by a fan. 2-2 now to Oliva. Yeah, nice catch, Dad. Two-two pitch coming. And it is a called strike three, a fastball that freezes Oliva, and that is the second out here of the seventh inning, and Allen has two strikeouts, and both times it's been Oliva whom he has struck out. Now David Fletcher is the batter. He's 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and chopped up the middle. Mathias behind the bag has it, throws across to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. Nice play up the middle by Mark Mathias, who realized they couldn't get the force out at second, so he had to make the long throw to first and was able to throw it with strength and accuracy to first base to wrap up the top of the seventh. No runs on a hit and one left. It's the stretch in Tacoma. Our score, Rainiers 5, Salt Lake 2.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Well, we go to the bottom of the seventh inning here at Tacoma. Right, here's leading Salt Lake 5-2 is our score. Now on the mound for the Bees, left-hander Eric Torres. And he'll face Mark Mathias leading things off in the bottom of the seventh inning. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. So Torres, the third pitcher used by the Bees tonight. Dashwood went three innings, allowed four hits and four runs all earned. No walks and four strikeouts. Next pitch from Torres to Mathias is in there for a strike. 1-1. Mathias is 0-2 so far. Made a nice play defensively to end the top of this inning. And the 1-1 is inside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. And now the next pitch is ball three. Three balls and a strike to Mark Mathias. There's ball four inside, so a leadoff walk in the seventh. Just the third walk issued by Salt Lake pitchers today. Rainiers lead the league in drawing walks. Now Sam Haggerty is the batter. Pitch to Haggerty, misses down low for a ball, 1-0. Haggerty 0-2 with a walk in this game. Pitch, breaking ball over for a strike. Now the 1-1 on its way. And it is outside for a ball, 2-1. Torres with the pitch, and it is low, 3-1. Torres got the save, protecting a one-run lead in the bottom of the ninth inning in the series opener on Tuesday afternoon. And he did it uneventfully, retiring the side in order and striking out two of the three batters he faced. And this pitch now misses ball four. Back-to-back walk start the bottom of the seventh. Mathias goes to second, Haggerty down to first. Couple of men on, and now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. He's 1-for-3 today with an RBI single. Lock it up. Hummel, switch hitter, bats right-handed for his first time. Well, no, he batted right-handed his last time up, so this is his second time. And he takes up and in for a ball, 1-0. Reiner scored four runs last inning to take the lead. They did it by hitting three homers. 1-0 pitch is outside for a ball, 2-0. Time called. Darren Ebert, the pitching coach for the Bees, is going to go talk to Torres, who is struggling to find the strike zone here. Game four of this series is tomorrow night at 7:05. Rainiers are going to start Adam Aller, who has looked sharp in his first two outings for Tacoma, but yet doesn't have a win for it. He's 0-1 with a 3.21 ERA in two Tacoma outings. And he's going to be opposed by Kenny Rosenberg, the lefty for Salt Lake, who leads the league's qualified pitchers in ERA at 4.60. And he leads the league in strikeouts by a pretty wide margin with 112 strikeouts. So Rosenberg, tough customer on the hill for the Bees tomorrow night. Conference on the mound breaks up. Hummel settles in. Two on, no one out. And now Torres is ready. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike, and it's 2-1. Two-one pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even now, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And this one is down and in for a ball. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming. And it is a swing and a foul tip. Still three balls, two strikes. Payoff again. Swing and a miss, strike three, a slider from Torres, and that is the first out here at the bottom of the seventh inning. So one down for Didi Gregorius, who launched a homer just last inning that tied this game up at the time. Gregorius is 1-for-3 today. And the pitch is a swing and a miss and a slider. There's strike one. Oh, one offering from the lefty down low. One pitch, fastball outside, two balls, one strike. Trade deadline starting to heat up. The Marlins have added the veteran reliever David Robertson from the Mets in a trade. So here's one outside to Gregorius. They traded two minor league prospects to the Mets to get Robertson. Not expected prior to the season that at the deadline the Marlins would be buyers and the Mets sellers, but here we are. 3-1 pitch to Gregorius is outside, ball four, and that loads him up. So Mathias takes third, Haggerty down to second, Gregorius to first. Red Ears have loaded the bases on walks with one out for Brian O'Keefe. O'Keefe, 1-for-3 with a homer. And he takes down it in for a ball. Pitch swung on, grounded to short, might be two. Lopez to Fletcher for one, on to first. They turn it, the double play. And that wraps up the bottom of the seventh. Red Ears load them up, but do not score. The double play gets the bees out of the inning. No runs, hits or errors. Two runners left on base. And we make our way now to the eighth inning with the score. Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 2.
When things feel crazy, it's good to remember what you can always count on. At Propel Insurance, that includes agents who understand your business, a claims department that never quits, and smart risk management programs customized around your unique assets and risks. At Propel, we're here to help you thrive, no matter what's ahead. Let us show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Well, we go to the eighth. It is Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 2. Logan Allen's been in there for two innings so far, and he stayed in the game here to continue in the eighth. A couple left-hand hitters coming up, beginning with Daniel Murphy. So Allen with a left versus left advantage here, and the pitch to the longtime Major League veteran is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Murphy's 1-for-3 today with a single. Now the 0-1 on its way. And it is swung on and fouled into the seats on the third base side. That's strike two. Now the 0-2 pitch is hit down the left field line, but it slices and goes foul. Still no balls, two strikes. O-2 pitch coming. Fastball called strike three, and down goes Murphy, and one man is out at the top of the eighth inning. Allen with his third strikeout of this outing. And now the right-handed Kevin Padlow comes to the plate, but another lefty's on deck in Levon Soto. Well, the parent club of the Bees had themselves a day today talking about the Angels. Now the pitch to Padlo is a breaking ball that drops in there for a strike. There were only five big league games today, and two of them were the doubleheader between the Angels and Tigers in Detroit, making up from yesterday's rainout in Detroit. Now the 0-1 pitch is a breaking ball low. And I guess today was Shohei Ohtani day because it was all on display in the doubleheader. 1-1 pitch to Padlo down low for a ball. In the first game of the doubleheader, Ohtani pitched. And he pitched his first career shutout in the major leagues. He had some in Japan before coming over, but his first major league shutout. As here's a pitch inside to Padlo. And it wasn't just a shutout, it was a one-hitter. He struck out eight. Complete game and won it 6-0 as his teammate, former B. Taylor Ward, hit two homers. 3-1 pitch, bounced foul. Full count, 3-2. So, all right, he pitched a shutout in the opener. What happened in game two? Well, he was in the lineup as the designated hitter, hit two homers. And the Angels swept the doubleheader, winning game two 11-4. Two homers in game two. Now the pitch misses, ball four. Padlo draws a walk. So he's on with one out. And that's the second unintentional walk issued by the Rainiers in this game. Now LeVon Soto is the batter. Ohtani's up to 38 homers, which leads the majors. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike one to Soto. It's reasonable to think that Ohtani might hit 50 homers or more. I mean, why not? Let's see. So the next pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. This was game number 103, the second game of the doubleheader, 103. So they have 59 games left. Here's a grounder to first. That's fielded by Hummel. Slings it to Gregorius for one. Right back to Hummel. There's two. A double play. Soto grounds into the 3-6-3 double play. Nicely done by Hummel and Gregorius. And that wraps up the top of the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 2.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
Thank you. Red Ears lead the Bees 5-2. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Jake Shiner to start things off. He's 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. And still on the hill, Eric Torres, who pitched a eventful but scoreless seventh. They had his first pitches outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch coming to Shiner, and it swung out and popped up into shallow right field, and Oliva doesn't see it, but the second baseman does. Fletcher makes the catch out in shallow right center. And that's the first out. It's twilight time here in Tacoma. Can be a little tricky on high fly balls. Players sometimes lose sight. Looks like in the replay, looked like Phillips lost it. I saw earlier he wasn't in the picture, but all of them seemed to lose it. But Fletcher stayed with it all the way. Here's Tanerowicz. 1-for-3 with a two-run homer in his Tacoma debut. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Tanerowicz promoted from AA Arkansas today, and he's had an instant impact as the DH. Next pitch is outside, 1-1. With Arkansas, he was the everyday first baseman. We'll see where he settles in here as John Russell becomes familiar with his play. Pitches up high for a ball, 2-1. He did play one game at third in AA this year. He's here for his bat. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. Tanerowicz is in his first season. Yeah, the M system was a free agent signed in January, minor league deal, but he's played in the Tampa Bay and Cincinnati organizations previously. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, down he goes, and Torres has his second strikeout, two down in the bottom of the eighth. Now Zach Deloach is the hitter. Deloach 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Almost nicked him. 1-0 the count. Reineers with a right-hander in the pen. So here's one that misses for ball two. I think that's Tyler Kolek in the pen. Let's see here. Next pitch misses. Or Stephen Kolek, pardon me, in the pen for Tacoma. 3-0 pitch in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Now the pitch is low, ball four, and Deloach draws a two-out walk. And now Adam Engel will be the batter. Salt Lake's out of pitching because their DH today, Kevin Padlow, is warming up in the bullpen to pitch. So here's one down low for a ball to Engel, and that means they are completely out of pitching because this is still a close game. So here's one down low to Engel. The Bees. Had a bullpen day today. They've only used three pitchers, though. So here's one down low. Holder went three innings. Dashwood went three innings. They had announced Fernando Romero as their starter, and then he was scratched shortly before game time. We're not sure why. 2-0 pitch. Outside ball three. Zach Weiss had been called up today to be the 27th man for the Angels doubleheader. He ended up pitching in the second game. 3-0 pitch to Engel is in there for a strike, 3-1. And then they had some pitchers, two pitchers who worked yesterday, longer stints. Cam View, two innings. Colton Ingram, 1 1/3. 3-1 pitch outside, ball four. Back-to-back walks issued with two outs, and the Red Ears have two on for Mark Mathias. Some other pitchers who've had a full day off, and as far as I'm aware, are available, and Andrew Wance and Jimmy Herget and Reyes Maranta. Now here's a pitch outside to Mathias for a ball. Although it's quite possible, knowing the individual, that Kevin Padlo might be throwing in the bullpen just for fun. One-oh pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. One-one pitch inside, two balls and a strike to Mathias. Red Ears lead 5-2. Bottom of the eighth inning, two outs, two men on base on back-to-back two-out walks. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 2-2. Now the next offering is up high and away, and it's a full count, 3-2. Runners will be off with the pitch. And the payoff is high ball four. Three straight walks with two outs. Deloach takes third, Engel down to second, Mathias to first. Bases are loaded with two outs for Sam Haggerty. And we've got a trip to the mound here. Torres has thrown around 45 pitches here approximately in this outing. Pitching coach Darren Ebert talking to him. Sam Haggerty is going to be the batter here. He's 0 for 2 with two walks in this game. And here's the pitch to Haggerty, and it is a slider for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the pitch in there for strike two, and Haggerty is behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. Oh, 2 pitch. Swung on and fouled down the left field line. Still no balls, two strikes. 0-2 pitch, swung on in line towards left, and Martinez makes the catch on the warning track for the final out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Right here's load them up on walks, but do not score. It was three straight two-out walks. No runs, hits, or errors, three men left on. We go to the ninth, it's Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 2.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
This is Pre-Tection. Yep, Pre-Tection. The everyday skin protection ritual that protects your skin from mosquitoes. Pre-barbecue. Pre-playground. Pre-everything. Pre-everyday. Prevention is the best protection. This summer, make sure you have Off, the number one dermatologist-recommended repellent brand. SC Johnson, a family company.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
We go to the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 2. New pitcher in for the right ear, Steven Kolek in from the bullpen. And Kolek appearing in his 24th game, 3-2. Doesn't have a save yet, but this is a save spot right here. 6.63 ERA, but that doesn't tell the story. Most of the runs he allowed were when he first joined the club. From AA Arkansas early in the season. First pitch to Lopez is up high for a ball, 1-0. Kolek's allowed just two runs in his last 15 and a third innings, spanning nine games. Next pitch fouled off O'Keefe behind the plate, and the count's even, 1-1. O'Keefe's got to shake that one off, as it was fouled off the mask. So one ball, one strike here. And the next pitch to Lopez is down low. Two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch, broken bat, foul, grounder on the first base side. And the count's even now, 2-2 to Lopez. So he's got to go to the dugout and get a new bat. Reminder, tomorrow night's game is at 7:05. Adam Aller against Kenny Rosenberg. McCacken starts on Saturday for the Red Ears. Kyle Hart scheduled for the Sunday start. 2-2 pitch. Fastball poured in there for a called strike three, 96 on the gun, and down goes Lopez. One man out in the ninth. And now Orlando Martinez is the hitter. Right here's trying to win back-to-back games here against Salt Lake and take the lead in this series. Got to get two more outs. Pitch to Martinez is up and away for a ball. A win would also bring the Red Ears within a game of 500 for this season. Here's a chopper up the middle. Gregorius fields it right near second base and throws to first for the out, and two men are gone. The Red Ears are an out away from victory. Chris Oakey is the batter. He has two hits in this game. Hayes have 7 hits as a team. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. 2 down in the ninth. Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 2. Colek's pitch is called a strike on the outside edge. 0-2 the count. Next pitch coming. Swing and a foul at the plate, and another one that got a piece of O'Keefe. And he's going to take a moment and walk that one off. So no balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs in the ninth. Red Air is trying to put this one in the win column. O'Keefe got hit on the left knee by that foul tip. They're just giving him a little extra time to recover. Now here we go, the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with a slider, and that closes out the ball game. Steven Golek with his first AAA save closes this one out. 3 up, 3 down in the ninth. Red Ears win it 5-2, the final score. And the Red Ears go to 49-50 on the year. 12-12 in second half play. Salt Lake falls to 47-51. 10-14 in the second half. Tacoma makes it back-to-back wins. They'll try to make it 3 in a row tomorrow night at 7:05. 5-2 the final. Stick around. The Tacoma Rainiers post-game show is coming up next.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rainiers win. They take this game 5-2 from Salt Lake, making it back-to-back wins for the home squad, and the Rainiers pulling within one game of the 500 mark on the year. Here's how it went down. It was scoreless until the third. The Rainiers had Marcus Walden on the mound, and Salt Lake in a bullpen game had Jonathan Holder start. Holder retired the first 6 batters he faced. It was 0-0 going to the bottom of the third, but that's when the Red Ears scored the first run of the game. Zach DeLoach drew a leadoff walk, stole second base. He was still at second with 2 outs. Sam Haggerty walked, putting runners at first and second. And then Cooper Hummel singled up the middle, and it brought in Zach DeLoach from second base, and the Red Ears were up 1-0 in the bottom of the third inning. It stayed that way until the fifth. Marcus Walden had allowed just a single through the first four innings. But in the fifth, Jack Lopez led off with a solo homer to left field, his sixth of the year, second of this series. Walden shook that off, finished the fifth inning, and left the game after five innings, allowing only one run. It was 1-1 when we went to the sixth. Right, here's brought in Logan Allen from the pen, and Salt Lake scored a run against him, the first run that he's allowed since joining the Right Ears. David Fletcher hit a one-out single, extending his hitting streak to 22 in a row, just two shy of the Salt Lake franchise record. Daniel Murphy then singled to center, and Kevin Padlow pulled a double down the third baseline, scoring Fletcher and giving Salt Lake the lead 2-1. Allen, though, proceeded to get out of that without any further run scoring, and pitched scoreless ball in the seventh and the eighth as well. The Red Ears took the lead and won the game in the bottom of the sixth, though, with one out. Reliever Jack Dashwood had pitched scoreless ball in the fourth and the fifth, and he got the leadoff man out in the sixth. But then Didi Gregorius connected for a solo homer to right field, his second homer as a Rainier, and it tied up the ball game 2-2. Next up was Brian O'Keefe. He made it back-to-back jacks by lifting his 17th homer of the year to left field, his 43rd in a Rainier's uniform, tying him with Matt Tuiasosopo for 20th on the all-time Tacoma list, and it gave the Rainier's the lead in the sixth, 3-2. The inning continued. Jake Shiner pulled a ground ball single through the left side, and runners were at the there was a runner at first. And up next was Robbie Tenorowicz, who was in his Rainier's debut up from AA Arkansas, was 0-2 at this point, but then he crushed a ball to left field for a homer. His first as a Rainier, two-run shot, put the Rainier's up 5-2. Three homers in a span of four batters, and the Rainier's had a 5-2 lead in the sixth. They didn't get another hit the rest of the way. They didn't need it with the relief of Logan Allen and Steven Kolek, who pitched the ninth for the save. And the Red Ears win it 5-2 is the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. Five runs, five hits, no errors. They left eight on base. My eight looks like a zero. There we go. Eight left on. Salt Lake scored two runs on seven hits, two errors, left four on base. Winning pitcher is Logan Allen. His first win as a Rainier, he's 1-0. Saved to Kolek, his first at the AAA level. And Dashwood takes the loss. He's 0-1. Time of the ball game, a brisk 2 hours and 17 minutes. The attendance, 5,933. Red Ears now 49-50 on the year, 12-12 in the second half. Salt Lake 47-51 on the year, 10-14 in the second half. Game four of this six-game series is tomorrow night at 7:05. Adam Holler against Kenny Rosenberg will start the pregame show up at 6:55. Red Ears win at 5-2. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
When things feel crazy, it's good to remember what you can always count on. At Propel Insurance, that includes agents who understand your business, a claims department that never quits, and smart risk management programs customized around your unique assets and risks. At Propel, we're here to help you thrive, no matter what's ahead. Let us show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Rainiers win 5-2, the final. Let's check the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Limited action in the big leagues today, only five games. Mariners had the day off. The M's are at Arizona against the Diamondbacks tomorrow night. Angels and Tigers played a doubleheader in Detroit to make up for yesterday's rainout, and the Angels swept it. Really, Shohei Ohtani swept it. In the first game, he pitched a complete game shutout, his first in the big leagues in the USA. He struck out eight. It was a one-hitter. Taylor Ward hit a couple of homers, and the Angels won the game 6-0. In game two, Ohtani was the DH, and he homered twice his major league leading 37th and 38th home runs of the season. And the Angels torched the Tigers in game two, 11-4. So a doubleheader sweep for the Angels, who are now five games over 500. They're hot right now. And they made a trade yesterday to solidify the fact that they are trying to make the playoffs this year. One other American League game, the Guardians beat the White Sox in Chicago 6-3. Tanner Bibby pitched into the seventh inning to get the win for Cleveland. The rookie right-hander is 7-2. Josh Naylor drove in three runs. White Sox are on the other side. They've lost six in a row. And just two games in the National League today. The Mets beat the Nationals 2-1. This was in New York. It was tied 1-1 in the eighth inning when they had a long rain delay, 97 minutes. They waited it out, were able to resume play, and immediately Mark Canha hit a sac fly to bring in the winning run. Mets beat the Nats 2-1. And then the Cubs are hot. They won their sixth in a row. They won at St. Louis tonight 10-3. And the Cubs, with the winning streak, are back to 500 on the year. Yan Gomes drove in three runs, and they had a strong start from their number one starter, Justin Steele, who allowed one run in six innings to get the win. Might need to take that back. Maybe Marcus Stroman's their number one starter and Steele's number two. I don't know. Cubs fans can sort that one out. Cubs win the game 10-3, the final over St. Louis. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. And here at Tacoma, the Red Ears beat Salt Lake 5-2. We'll be back with more after this.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Red Ears win back-to-back victories. They take this one 5-2 as home runs were hit by Didi Gregorius, Brian O'Keefe, and Robbie Tenorowicz. All on a span of four hitters in the sixth inning. And that rally led the Red Ears to a 5-2 victory over the Salt Lake Bees. Excellent pitching today from Marcus Walden, Logan Allen, and Steven Kolek. And Tacoma pulls within one game of 500 on the year at 49-50. Quick look at the PCL scoreboard. Yesterday, Reno scored 11 runs and lost to Oklahoma City 13-11. Today, they played a 2-1 game. Oklahoma City beat Reno 2-1 at Greater Nevada Field. Also, Sacramento loses at Albuquerque 4-3. The Topes get the win. And El Paso outlasted Round Rock 10-9. At Southwest University Park in El Paso. One game still going. It's Sugar Land 10, Las Vegas 6. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning at Las Vegas Ballpark. Well, the Red Ears will be back at it tomorrow, looking for their third in a row. Adam Aller starts against Kenny Rosenberg, two starters who have been hot recently. And first pitch is at 7:05. We'll start up the pregame show at 6:55. It is a fireworks night tomorrow night. If you're coming out to the game, make plans to stick around for the pyrotechnics afterwards. All right, that'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 2. Have a great rest of your night.